أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا إلا طريق جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا. The discussion which is taking place is about the kuffar, the Yahud, the munafiqeen who did not believe in the Quran Sharif and made various excuses for not believing in it. Allah Ta'ala has then revealed the ayat that Allah Himself gives evidence that the Quran is the true kitab of Allah Ta'ala, then the malaika as well. And then Allah Ta'ala explained in the ayat that we read yesterday that those who disbelieve, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and stop people from the path of Allah, they discourage them from believing in the Quran Sharif, etc. For them, they have gone very much astray. Now in this ayat, Allah further explains the similar subject matter that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا جُلُوا كَافِرْ هُوَي, those people who disbelieved, and particularly referring to to the Quran Sharif, that they did not believe in the Quran, that it is the kitab from Allah Ta'ala revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was zalamu or had the baraka, and they made zulam, that is, they did not expose the truth and they covered up the truth in spite of knowing what the truth is. For such people, Allah says, لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ, هرگز اللہ بخشنے والا نہیں ان کو, undoubtedly Allah will not forgive those people, وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ طَرِيقًا, اور نہ دکھناوے گا ان کو سیدھی راہ, نَعِذَ وَلَلَّا شَوْ لَمْ the straight path, the only path Allah will show them, إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمْ, مگر راہ دوزخ کی, the path of جَهَنَّمْ, خالدین فیہا ابدا, رہا کرے اس میں ہمیشہ, and they will remain in there forever and ever, وکان ذالک علی اللہ یسیرا, اور یہ اللہ پر آسان ہے, and it isn't difficult for Allah, it will be easy for Allah to give this punishment, Allah has all the means to give this punishment to those people, and also that these people in spite of doing other good deeds but not believing in the Quran Sharif and stopping people from the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says Allah's mercy will not be with those people, but Allah will punish them severely. That is the occasion of the revelation of these ayat. And if we read the ayat, the general meaning, and for the Muslims, for us who will read the Quran Sharif, the lesson we must take is that we must believe fully in the Quran Sharif, every aspect of the Quran Sharif, and we must promote the teachings of the Quran Sharif. We must not stop people from the Quran Sharif in any aspect, as far as acquiring knowledge of Quran Sharif, as far as practicing upon the Quran Sharif, as far as engaging with the Quran Sharif. We should not discourage that in any way whatsoever. And we should fear the great punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, at the same time, we must keep in mind, unless if we ask for forgiveness, Allah forgives readily. And that is what our work should be, to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala for all the wrong that we have done, what we are involved in, or even in future the wrong that we will get involved in. Allah Ta'ala must forgive us. And the other is, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy is very, very great. Never ever lose hope, no matter what gunas we have committed, or in fact, no matter what gunas we are involved in, but don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's mercy, and Allah Ta'ala forgives so many people. In spite of our so many wrongs, Allah Ta'ala forgives so many people. So never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Seek the help and seek the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, no matter what our condition is. And at the same time, try and correct ourselves and improve ourselves all the time, and become closer to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the proper understanding of our deed, and may Allah give us the proper practice upon our deed. Wa ahiru.